As part of Carers Week, the sight loss charity RNIB are keen to promote the specific resources and services available for parents of children with a visual impairment. Here to tell us more is RNIB's Craig Brown. Craig is Children, Young People and Family Support Officer for the North of England. So thanks for joining us, Craig. Can you tell us a little bit about your role and the support RNIB have on offer, please?
Yeah, so as you said, I'm a family support officer with RNIB's Children, Young People and Families team. We provide information, advice and guidance across the UK for children aged 0 to 25 with a vision impairment and also their families, so siblings, parents and carers. It can range for different topics, including early diagnosis support, early years development, emotional support, advice around social clubs and finances. Basically, the support is tailored to what the family need at the time. Yeah, so this Carers Week, we do really want to highlight the amazing support that families do play, giving that support to their children. Carers Week is about raising awareness of carers, and through RNIB, we've got a lot of examples of parents and carers going over and beyond and making sure that their children can thrive, which is absolutely awesome to see from our point of view.
Social media seems to be playing a huge role in keeping people connected, Craig.
Yes. So parent and carers have got the options of going on to internet online groups like the Facebook group that RNIB run. Yeah, our Facebook group for parent and carers, it's a closed group which was created to be supportive, a safe environment where parents and carers can share their story, ask questions, get advice and generally just talk about the issues that really matter to them and their families. It's been great to see the support that's been going on in the last few months on that page, and it's that kind of peer-to-peer support which is really valuable.
Now, it's important to add there are many different types of carers and they all do a wonderful job.
We have got paid carers who do an amazing job, but there's also unpaid carers, and that is often friends and family members that do this work. Obviously, and they don't get paid for it, but they do it so that their people they're close to can be supported and thrive in their environment.
What have been some of the questions and concerns parents have had during the lockdown?
In terms of our support, questions around homeschooling, the different learning resources available, the assistive technology. Now it's becoming more about the support that they need in terms of the children going back to the education setting, and how they can do this safely. We've developed a set of frequently asked questions for families at this time, and that's on the Site Advice FAQ page, which can be found at siteadvicefaq.org.uk. And that comes from questions that parents and carers are asking us on a regular basis. So hopefully it should provide support.
It's great the way technology is helping people stay connected, Craig. So just being able to talk to somebody on the end of the phone or be able to access some instant information can be really important to someone's mental health.
Yeah, definitely. And I would like to reiterate that you can give us a call at any time on 0303 123 9999, or you can email the CYPF team directly at cypf@rnib.org.uk. There's also a lot of information and resources available online, and that can be found at rnib.org.uk/children.
Craig Brown, who's one of RNIB's Family Support Officers for North of England, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Barry.